Hi, this is Mel on day 15, excuse me, of February. A time-travelling detective. I'm sure there were four words. Maybe it was the time-travelling. Anyway, it's getting on for 7 o'clock a.m. on Sunday the 20th. Is it 20th? No, 21st of February. And I haven't slept, so if I'm talking rubbish, that's why. I really am fed up with my sleep pattern. It's absolutely atrocious at the moment. Anyway, time travel detectives. Time travelling detective. I can't think of any crime that I would go back and solve or prevent. Certainly not preventing them, because that could change the whole course of history, and it could... I think we talked about this on here before, not in February, but in another capacity. It could even mean that we didn't exist, you know, if we changed some little detail. I've thought of different scenarios and different things, and I thought, well, do I really want to change anything? Or solve it? Am I really that interested in history? And then I thought, well, I'll put a different slant on it. And the only thing I came up with, and I thought, well, shall I think about something in history or something in my own history? And I thought of a myth. Well, I don't know if it's a myth or whether it's true, and that's what I'd like to find out. Excuse me. There was a myth at school, or a rumour, that a girl called Stella jumped over the banisters and haunted the school. Now, I've never come across Stella when I was at school, but they'd say, oh, don't go out there, you know, don't go to any of the oak stairs at night, because Stella moves around there. And it's like, who's Stella? Well, she was this girl... like in the 1920s or 30s, and she jumped over the banister and she hit her head on the rail and she died. And there was a dent. They were big oak stairs. We called them the oak stairs. And it's an old house, and they were like the main staircase in a country house. Now, they weren't as... It's a nice piece of carving, you know, the banisters and the stairs, and, you know, there's elaborate carving on it. But they weren't as grand as the stairs at my previous school, which was another manor house, a mansion house. They were, like, much wider and big, and they swept down into the hall. These ones came down into the entrance hall, but, like, to one side of it. They didn't come down in the centre. But... notwithstanding, Stella was meant to have jumped over the rail at the top. There used to be some, like, laundry baskets. I used to sit on them sometimes. She's meant to have climbed up there, jumped down, hit her head on the rail. Now, the stairs were carved wood. They were called the oak stairs. But running round, I think it was on both sides, was like a cylindrical steel handrail, like a bar. I'm just trying to think of where you might find one of these today. I'm not sure that you would, really, but I can remember seeing it. I can still see it in my mind's eye, because I could see a bit then. It used to shine, like, gleam silver against the very dark, well, not really very dark, but dark in comparison with that of the oak stairs. If they were oak, that's certainly what we knew them as. Now... when you went up the oak stairs, somebody said there was 55 steps, because we were talking about it on a Facebook group dedicated to for ex-pupils. Someone said there's 55 of these stairs, but you go round several corners. They're not all one big long flight. And at the top, as I said, there were these baskets, and she's supposed to have jumped over the top. And there is a dent, or there was... where she's meant to have struck her head on this metal rail. I mean, whatever hit it, it must have been something hard to make a dent like that in metal. And it was below where she would have jumped from if she even existed. So I would quite like to go back in time to find this Stella, if she existed, and actually find out, did she really jump over the stairs? And if she did, what happened to her and why did she do it? And if she didn't, what made that mark on the stairs? Why was that dent there? And we're meant to be going back for a reunion in October, so it'll be interesting. I will personally go and have a look and see if it's still there or whether they've had some... They might have even taken the rail down. I don't think they would have done, but... Because there's still banisters that you can hold on to. There's a big, wide banister, you know, you can hold on to. So, as a time-travelling detective, I would like to find out whether Stella existed, who she was, what she did or didn't do, and if she didn't do it, who did? So there. That's my thought for the day. Oh, I've done it again. Stupid woman. Audio boom. Pause recording. 53 minutes. Pause recording.